case you missed out on all the fun on the show, you can catch up on the Josh and Maddie podcast right now.
Welcome back, everyone, to the podcast. It's a Tuesday, and we, towards the end of the show, the last couple of breaks of our show, we usually try to finish on a high note.
Yeah.
Today, we got a little bit loose. A little bit.
Because we both just got news that we have to go do something today that neither of us had any idea was happening that is taking us out of the office for 2 hours. And it's not that that's not the issue. Like, no. We're perfectly fine. We're happy to go and do it. It's the fact that we found out the middle of our show.
We found out at about 8:30 this morning, oh, you guys are going out at 11 till 2. And I was like, can we just go and leave? And they're like, no, you have to be there for the full 2 hours.
Thanks, guys, for the notice.
Thank you so much, guys.
I have now looked at my payment for this. I've looked.
I'm going to eat all of the free stuff. I'm going there to just shove my face full of Red Bull, meat pies.
Well, so, okay, so it's complimentary pies. Do you reckon that also includes sausage rolls? Because I am not the biggest fan of pie. I like chicken pies, but okay. Beef pies, like, they're not really my thing, but okay. I am very much a sausage roll fan.
Okay.
Oh, I haven't talked about changing the subject a little bit. The sausage roll I had last week from the bakery up the road, 1816.
Oh.
It was $6.50, which is, like, hefty for a sausage roll. Worth it.
Amazing.
And usually I'm the person that's like, cheap, you don't need to spend that much.
Yeah.
So I got the cheese one.
Yeah.
It had cheese within, like, the meat.
Oh, that was the day. Middle. That was the day I got a pie. Yeah, I got a pie.
You got a beef brisket pie?
Beef brisket pie. $8 for the pie.
If we can get sponsored so by 1816 Bakery up the road.
We should do this on air because I don't know if they'll listen to the podcast, but...
Someone send it to them.
Someone...
Because I'm too lazy to... Whoever, I feel like it's rude if I send it to them.
Yeah, because, like, listen
hey,
to us.
Liz, we, like, talk about you so much on the podcast. You guys should sponsor us. But if someone else is listening
you
right
now... You
know
what we should do? What? We should get a segment sponsored by 1816 and it's, like, guess the bread. We get blindfolded. We got to guess the type of bread.
I worked in a bakery for 2 years, so I might be good at that. I worked in the Woolies bakery.
Well, I'll do the bread eating.
This week, this tastes like a ciabatta.
Sourdough? What is sourdough?
Did you
That's
go
Jeopardy,
last,
by the way.
Last year? Yeah, no Jeopardy. did you go through like a bread making phase or anything?
No. My dad did. My dad bought a bread maker and he was making all this lovely like rosemary and thyme.
It was
loaves
a thing.
And, yeah.
It was a very bizarre thing.
Yeah.
Because you could still get bread at the shops.
Yeah.
That wasn't one of the things that disappeared, really.
You know who went through a bread-making phase? I think ex-Brekkie Show host Chris and his wife. They went through a bread-making
They seem like the couple that would go through
they
a bread-making
They went
phase.
Through a bread-making... And I think they tried to make, like, a pumpkin loaf.
Ooh.
It was like an orange loaf.
Yeah.
And it looked amazing. And it tasted great. It tasted good as well, so.
I'm not a fan of pumpkins, so I.
Neither am I.
I wouldn't be the
good.
Person to go there. But yeah, I found that really weird. Like the different hobbies people went for, and the most like common was bread making.
I know.
Which was just.
It's bizarre. I need a hobby that doesn't cost anything, and that's fun.
Sleeping. Dancing. I can teach you to dance. I was watching Amazing Race last night and they did tap dancing on it. I was like, oh my God, I'd be perfect at this.
Yeah. You are obsessed with Amazing Race.
I really like it this season.
Would you and Greeks go on it or would you and I go on it?
We have talked about this in our household. So originally I said many times to Greeks, can we apply? Because I think I'd only want to do the Amazing Race if it's in Australia again, which this year it would be.
Yeah.
If natural travel's still off the cards.
Yeah.
So, because internationally I think would just stress me out a bit too much.
Yeah.
But in Australia. Perfect. So I was like, can we apply? And he's like, ask your sister. Because my sister is like an avid traveller.
Yeah, okay.
And I was like, oh, okay. And I feel like her and I would make good TV together because we're very different personnel. Like, I'm very much out there and she has an IT degree.
Yeah.
As I've said before.
Yeah.
And so I messaged her and I was like, could we apply for the Amazing Race together? And she said, oh, I don't think I can because of my job because she works in the government.
Oh, the government. Yeah, okay.
And I was like, oh, damn. And then Grace was like, well, looks like you have no one to do it with. And I was like, Josh?
Yeah, heck yeah, I'll do it. No, I don't think I can do it because of my job either.
As in, you'll lose your job if you go into it?
Probably.
Just take like 2 months off.
Probably.
Imagine
I don't
want to
be like
that.
A Bryce.
Imagine us going to our boss being like, hey, sorry guys, you have to find a new Brekkie Show for 2 months because we're going on the Amazing Race.
He would not be happy. Let's do it.
Actually, if you're a boss listening to this, I should ask my friend Adam, who was Bryce's boss, actually.
How does
the conversation go when you're saying, I need 2 months off to go on a reality show? Because when you say 2 months off for like a holiday or like a medical thing, it's normal. But for a reality show.
Do you think that would be an interesting talk topic, or would it void the non-disclosure that you signed? If we just said, hey, how did the conversation go for when Bryce asked, hey, can I take 2 months off to go on maths?
How much time do we can call him if you want.
Do you reckon we could do that?
Yeah.
Let's call him.
Let me hang on. Stall for a second. Hang on, we'll just pause it quickly and
we're gonna in like 2 minutes time, we're gonna cut this bit out and then come back and we're gonna be talking to Adam, who was Bryce, who's on maps. Bryce's ex-boss. We just wanna ask, how did that conversation go about him asking for time off to go on maps? Because it would be an awkward conversation. Like, hey, and did it start off with him saying, hey, I'm quitting my job to go on here? Or did it start off with him saying, hey, I want to take 2 months off? And then the boss saying, no, you can't take 2 months off. You need to resign. I don't know how that conversation will go. It'd be an interesting conversation to be a fly on the wall for.
Yeah, I've messaged him for his desk number because I used to know it. I used to know it off by heart, but I didn't actually like know. I knew the physical typing, but I don't actually know the number off.
Wouldn't it be the same here? Aren't the numbers in
the
same order?
Yeah, but I can't remember it anymore.
Oh, 2 years ago. Okay, fair enough.
Anyways, we'll take a quick little pause.
Intermission.
This is a very interesting podcast intro.
It is, isn't it?
It is. He's not replying to me, but dear. Sorry, Adam, I love you. You know that. We have so much stuff to do today. Should we just call him tomorrow?
Let's call him tomorrow.
We'll do it tomorrow. Okay, tune back in tomorrow and we will call Adam because he's not replying to me and we have so much stuff we need to go into today.
Yeah, all right. Enjoy the podcast.
The all-new Power FM Brekkie Show with Josh and Maddie.
You'll have to speak up. I'm wearing a towel.
Good morning, Ballarat. We are here for your Tuesday.
Yes, good morning. How are we feeling?
I'm feeling good.
You feeling good?
Yeah, actually, it was all right. I had to get up a couple of times throughout the night to let the dog out to pee.
Oh, can she not hold her through the night yet?
She can.
She just wasn't.
She just wasn't.
Oh, see, Molly's been really good. She's cuddling up with us at night. She's bloody bed hog, though. Lucky we have a king, because if it was anything less, like, we would not fit in it.
Yeah, no, I don't let Phoebe sleep in the bed yet. But that's coming. That period of time will be happening when she's fully grown and will take up the whole bed.
Well, yes, she'll be the size of a person.
I know. We actually don't think she's going to get that big because we were talking about this the other day. Newfie puppies at that time are usually much bigger when they're full Newfoundland. Okay. So she's not as big as what she would be if she was full Newfie, so hopefully she's not going to get as big.
You say that, but you know she might go through a growth spurt.
Maybe
she's a slow grower.
She might be a slow grower.
Yesterday, I did something that I've done quite a few times in my life, and I bring these things to the show because I don't know if it's normal or not.
Yeah.
But I'm a massive kid at heart.
Mm-hmm.
I very much am open about this.
Yeah.
But I don't know if I took it too far yesterday. But this is going to sound bad when I say it, but I love playgrounds. I think they're really fun, and I get that they are designed for children.
Yes, they are.
So yesterday when we were out walking Molly, we were at Esmond Pond Lake.
Lake Esmond.
Yeah. Close enough.
Esmond Pond. That's good.
Well, I wouldn't call it a lake. It's not that big, okay?
Yeah, it's man-made. It used to be a mine. There's a crane in the bottom of it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's kind of cool. But I'd call it a pond because it's not very big. Anyways.
Esmond Pond. All right.
Up the top, there's a playground.
Yes, yeah.
Which was lots of fun and there was no one else around.
Okay.
And so.
Why not? Why not?
My first instinct when there is no one else around is to go on the playground.
Why when there's no one else around? Why don't you just embrace your kid inner feelings and go on it when there's other people around?
A few different reasons. A, being judged.
Yep.
B, that I don't want to take the swing away from a little kid. I would feel bad.
If there's a swing on it, you don't go and punch the kid and take the swing and swing on the swing.
No, but if I'm on it and then there's other kids waiting to go on the swing, I don't want them to have to wait for their turn because this weird adult isn't getting off.
Yeah.
Anyways, okay. So there was no one else around.
Yep.
And so went on the swing, That was lots of fun. And then I went on the flying fox. They have flying foxes there.
Yes,
like
they
the seated ones. And it was great. And because I am an adult, I'm heavy enough to just make it go the whole way. I didn't need a push up or a run up or anything.
Yeah.
I am determined to go back at some point, hopefully this week, and try a running start and jumping on the seat. I'll let you know how that goes.
Were you with Greeks?
Yeah.
What was he just standing there? Was he holding your bag or holding your jacket or something?
He was holding my phone and the dog.
Just let you go.
Well, that's the thing. As soon as we walked up, because he knows that I love playgrounds.
Yeah.
And I will constantly ask to go on them.
Like, so he's got to allow time for playground time.
Well, that's the thing. And then finally, because he saw how much fun I was having, so I said, do you want to go on the flying fox?
Yeah.
And he's like, no. And then I had gone back and forth a couple of times. And then finally he was like, yeah, it does look pretty fun. All right, I'm going to go. And just as he was about to get on, a kid rocked up and he's like, nope, can't do it now.
Oh, but no, we got kid shy.
Is it wrong? I think there was some, if you were the tradies that were watching me on the flying fox, please don't judge us today because there was tradies around. But is it okay for me to go on a playground when there's no one around?
Yeah.
Or is that just weird?
No, I would go on a playground when there is people around. Eden and I went on the playground around the lake when there were kids all over it.
Oh, see, that's where I draw the line.
Oh, that's where you draw the line.
There's two kind of people in this world.
Yeah,
ones that go on the playground when there's kids on it and the ones that don't.
I did hear one child yell out and go, Mummy, why is he stealing my swing? I went, shut up, kid. This is mine now.
I can push it better.
Exactly.
A kid over in Sydney, he has done something a little bit naughty.
Okay.
And karma really came around on this one.
Okay.
So he decided to borrow his father's brand new V8 Mustang.
Uh-oh.
That they had bought a week ago.
Okay.
And was going to be used in his daughter's wedding.
Okay.
The week later.
Yeah.
He's a P-plater and he decided to borrow it, which on your P's, you can't drive a V8.
Yep.
For very good reason.
Yep.
And while he was driving it, lost control, crashed into a power pole.
Oh.
Rode off the car.
Oh.
He is fine, by the way. All good. But he's a 20-year-old university student and it was a $70,000 car. And despite his license conditions prohibiting him from being behind the wheel, he'd gotten in it, crashed it. And you'd think his dad would be pretty angry, right?
Mm.
Like, I'm just like picturing like classic just screaming match from a dad.
Yeah.
If you borrowed his, without asking, his brand new V8 Mustang that's meant to be used in a wedding in a couple of days,
mm-hmm.
and you crashed it, this is what the dad actually had to say.
He's very patient, very quiet, very good. You know, he don't rush.
So you'd call him a safe driver?
100%.
I have a feeling his son is a safe driver when dad's in the car.
Oh, God.
I hate to break it to everybody. When you were driving with your parents,
you are a different driver.
You're a different driver. Not that you're not necessarily safe when you're by yourself or anything like that.
Oh, yeah, definitely.
You just, you know, both hands are always on the wheel.
Yeah.
And things like that. So all I kind of got out of this was he broke something he really shouldn't have broken.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking about what did you accidentally break in your life? I broke a light shade in our house because I did a nice big kick in the lounge room one day and smashed it with my foot, which is quite a feat because that was thick glass.
Oh, okay.
And had to do the call to mum and dad who were away at the time.
Mum.
I broke the light in the like the one on the roof as well. I broke the light. And they was like, okay.
I had, when I was dating my first girlfriend, I was 17 and I had my first girlfriend and all of her family were over at her place, like a few cousins and a few of her nieces and nephews. And we were having me and my girlfriend and a couple of the young kids were having a pillow fight in the lounge room.
Classic.
And I threw a pillow at one of the kids just in a fun way and he ducked and it hit a vase. And the vase fell over and broke. And her mum came storming into the room. What happened? What happened? And I just stayed silent and the kid got in trouble.
That's just wrong of you.
Oh, so fun.
Let's open this up. 533-1031. What did you accidentally break? We've all been there.
Yep.
Bumped into something.
That sinking feeling of, oh, I've got to I've got to tell someone.
Yep. Tom from Delacombe, what did you accidentally break?
I actually broke my phone, and I know I'm not the only person that's ever done this, but I did it in a bit of a weird way. So I had my phone next to me as I was driving, not touching it, of course, you know, hands 10 and 2, but when I parked, I pulled up the handbrake, and it just caught my phone in a weird kind of angle kind of way, and as it went up, it got jammed where the center console is, and actually cracked the screen right down the middle.
Oh,
not being jammed in between there.
Yeah, it's not good because, yeah, you just gone to, you know, lift up your handbrake and then all of a sudden your phone is stuck. That is not a good one. Did you get it replaced or did you have to pay for a whole brand new phone?
No, I'm actually talking to you right now on a phone.
Oh, no.
I feel sorry for you, but thanks for sharing.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
That's right. Good morning, everybody. 5 minutes past seven on your Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm ready for a Friday. I know I say that like
You're
every
ready
day.
For a Friday.
But
I wish every day could be Friday.
Well, no, okay. I could get away with not every day being a Friday if every week was a long weekend.
So you want to work like 4 days?
4 day weeks.
Okay.
That'd be good.
Okay.
That'd be good. I know that like people listening to the team like, but you guys have a really fun, easy job. Still,
we have to get up at like 4 a.m.
A 4 day working week would be amazing.
It would, wouldn't it? We've got a lot coming up in the show. Friday nights. Speaking of having a 4 day weekend, maybe like having Friday off or Monday off. Friday night, got pulled over by RBT. And immediately, the thing about getting pulled over by RBT is, for me anyway, I don't know about you, immediately I think maybe I am drunk.
Oh, yeah, you go through everything in your mind of what you have consumed in the past month.
Even though you know that you haven't had, I haven't had a drop of alcohol in like, you know, a week, whatever, I go to myself, maybe I'm drunk right now. Maybe I'm wasted right now and I just don't know it. I'm so drunk I don't know it. But no, the RBT guy was great, but you just get a little nervous every now and then. Have you been pulled over by
a cop
here in Victoria yet?
Not in Victoria.
Okay.
But even when like going back to like, Christmas and border closures and stuff, because we had to go through Victoria to get back to South Australia from Canberra. And even just stopping at the border with police, I'm like, oh my God, I'm going to get in trouble.
I know. It's a little bit like that. But yeah, the police here are great. They're very friendly. Have you been to Bridge Mall yet? Sure, you've been to Stockholm and Ree, but there's another little shopping precinct called Bridge Mall.
I've walked through Bridge Mall where nothing was open on a Sunday night once.
Yeah.
The first day I came here, actually, because I needed to go to Woolies, and that was the closest one because I was staying on Sturt Street.
Yeah.
That was the closest one, so I walked all the way down through Bridge Mall and then went down one of the little alleyways that's got the cute little miniature art.
Oh, yes. Yeah,
steel little design things.
Yeah, very
cute.
That
was really cool. I loved that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, but I haven't been to any shops down there.
No. Well, hopefully this redevelopment that the council are planning will encourage you and other people to start going to Bridge Mall a bit more. Now, the idea is, I've been told this, I haven't confirmed this, but apparently cars used to go through Bridge Mall. Then they went, no, we don't want cars. So they closed it off and made it just like a people only. And now they're wanting to bring cars back to Bridge Mall.
See, I don't think that's a great idea. Now, this is just my opinion, but I like the idea of being able to just walk openly in an open air mall without having to worry about dodging cars and things like that. And even if you do have cars going through, I will never drive down it because it is the biggest pain. Back where my parents live, there's something similar there that it used to have cars going down it. Then they stopped like half the street having cars come down it, and then they reintroduced cars. And it is the biggest pain ever to drive down that street trying to dodge pedestrians because people just walk.
Like, yeah.
That's what they're just going to walk out, and it is very much a pain.
We put up a video on our Facebook page, a bit of a visualisation of what council are wanting to bring to the area. After a lengthy consultation and exhaustive design considerations, the Bridge Mall project is ready to move into the next exciting phase of development. Guess how much money the Bridge Mall urban renewal plan is going to cost?
Oh, millions.
$15 million.
That's not as much as I thought.
To put a road in?
Yeah, when I feel like we don't need a more, like a road. I feel like you could put different things in there to do some, you know, other fun things. So anyways, my favourite thing, though, I did look at the plan quickly, is the spot that is called the Reimagined Green Space.
I know. How can you reimagine green?
That is the most, like, government title thing ever.
We're going to put grass.
If you no, we can't say we're just putting grass.
No.
It's a... It's reimagined
green. We've reimagined it somehow.
If you've ever watched the show Utopia,
yeah, exactly.
You know exactly what
we need to
I'm
come
talking.
Up with adjectives that excite people.
That's just what got me. Like I was lost after. I just got the giggles.
Evan King, the City of Ballarat CEO, said the Bridgemoor redevelopment was well researched, consulted, and detailed process involving one of the most respected firms in the business. Well researched and consulted. We put that video up on our Facebook page, and I'm going to say a solid 70% of the comments are like, why are we doing this? Why are we wasting all this money?
Yeah, I feel like with these things, they put out like the public notice that they want to change things and people can put their ideas and stuff. But by the time you actually go through the process of like looking at the plans like in depth enough to work out what they are changing and then going through the process of having to put your comment in, sometimes it can be, we're in a very lazy kind of generation these days. Just put up a snap poll on Instagram.
Yeah.
That's going to sound like very millennial.
Millennial. But that's how.
But that's, I feel like that would work better in a sense.
Maybe
like,
we should do a poll and then City of Ballarat can use our poll.
Well, it's too late now. I think they've approved it, haven't they?
I have no idea. This is so confusing. They're like, it's ready to move into the next phase of development. That could be just another meeting. Who knows?
Well, that have they given an actual date as to when cars will come back down through Bridgemoor?
No, there's no date. Project is part of it, adopted in October 2019.
Yeah, cool. So we're going to be having this chat again in another 10 years. So it's not trying to throw shade or anything.
It says here the City of Ballarat councillors will, at the March 24 ordinary council meeting, consider a report recommending they endorse the key components of a precinct plan, including directional traffic flow through Bridgemoor. So as far as that sounds to me like it's not approved yet, but it's getting there.
It's getting there. It's in the process of slowly getting approved, but it's not approved yet. So there's still a chance that we can... put a stand in and say, no cars down Bridgemoor, please.
Yeah.
How we just leave it as is, but just maybe reimagine some other spaces.
Yeah, yeah. Or maybe like put $15 million into...
the small businesses.
Small businesses.
Put a little small business hub in there. Put a little food truck bit.
Yeah.
Done.
Amazing. You can... City of Ballarat?
Put me on the council.
Put us on the council.
Have you ever dived into the realm of dating apps?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, unfortunately.
Just Tinder, probably?
No, I've branched out.
Bumble.
Bumble.
Hinge, things like that.
Yeah. Not at the same time. That's like full on. But yeah, I've rotated.
Okay. Fair enough.
I haven't stayed on them very long.
Yeah.
I get literally hours. I will download them. I'll flick through and go, none of these girls are interested in me. And then I'll delete the app.
Oh, that's I didn't mean this to bring up all the hearts.
No, it's fine. I'm fine.
But there is a new dating app that is meant to be coming out that is different to the rest. They always say this, but this one I think actually is. Shall we get in the mood?
Yeah, okay. We love dating apps.
So it's launching next month in London and New York, and it's already got 94,000 people signed up.
Ooh, okay.
It is called Thursday.
Okay.
And you're thinking,
good name.
That's a bit of it.
That's my second favourite day.
So basically, it is getting made to take the pressure off dating, making it less about finding the one and more about enjoying the journey of being single and meeting new people.
Right, okay.
So the way that Thursday works is you can only go on the app Thursday morning if you're free that evening. Okay. So the idea is that you match, chat, and meet all in the same day.
Wow, okay.
So which may like be a bit of a problem for those people that like to take a bit longer to get to know somebody, things like that.
Yeah.
But it also means that people who aren't into chatting can get rid of their passive-aggressive bios.
I am definitely... I don't know if this is normal / creepy. When I was on dating apps, I would much rather, you know, meet up with the person... Mm. And have a coffee, chat with them in person, then spend weeks, you know, like chatting over messaging.
Yeah, this is trying to change. There's a bit of like a stigma around going on dates these days for some reason.
Yeah.
So the idea is You are only able to access the app on a Thursday.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're single and ready to mingle that night, you jump on, see who's out, kind of like a Tinder swipe through thing.
Yep.
See who's out and about, match with a couple of people or match with someone, have a quick chat, and then you go from there, go on a date that night, and then it is good to go.
Right.
So it's similar in the sense that you upload like your popular pictures and, you know, put something funny, witty in your bio.
I suck at that. I spend so much time on the bio. Oh.
Well, this different option is going to be for you because it offers stories.
Okay.
Which lets you upload videos that stay for just 24 hours.
Okay, fantastic.
So similar to like an Instagram story. So if you've got something, you know, puppy, cute puppy video you want to upload, go for it.
Yeah.
Also, as an incentive to meet up, all matches and conversations disappear at midnight on Thursday. So you actually have to meet up with these people and get their numbers or chat to them outside of the app if you want to continue something. Because on Thursday night, clean slate.
Then next week,
you wait till Thursday, log on Thursday morning, see how you're going.
That really puts a lot of the pressure into the people who are on the app because they really are going to have to want to go and meet this person. So, yeah.
That's the thing. Yeah, they're wanting it to, you know, change how we kind of think about dating.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, everyone, as you said, just sit on Tinder or an app
and
for
swipe
ages.
And swipe. Yeah.
And then message. And people can so fake on messages as well.
Yeah.
And then eventually you meet up. And then they're nothing like and you feel like you've wasted your time. Whereas this, it's like quick chat, quick hit. Off you go.
Yeah. So one of the it's launching in London and New York.
Yes. And then it is heading over to like
through Europe. Yeah.
But there's I couldn't find any word on when it is coming to Australia.
Okay.
Hopefully it does because I think this is a really good one. And the app designers, they are wanting to remain anonymous about it.
That's good.
They're not in for like the fame or anything. So
yeah. Well,
little side question though. What was your Tinder opening line?
And
people had them.
I think I would say something like, hey, I'm looking for someone out of my league. Are you free? That's a good one, isn't it?
Sure. Leave it at
that. I don't know. I really don't know. I'd just be like, hi, you look really pretty. Well, we were talking about this off air and then we thought we'd bring this on air. Sport.
Yeah, so obviously AFL is back this week.
Yeah, that's
NRL
right.
Started over the weekend. A lot of different sports are happening. And also at schools, you know, swimming carnivals. I'm not sure if Victoria do swimming carnivals in the first term.
I have no idea.
When I grew up going to school, it went swimming carnival first term, second term was cross country, third term was athletics.
I think that was the same as my school.
So I'm not sure what the deal is with Victoria. I will learn very soon.
Yeah.
But with all the sports starting back up, it got me thinking about doing sport in school.
Yeah.
And how you're like one of two people. You embraced it, you loved school sport, or you were like, yeah, no, it's not for me.
And
going out and doing PE is very beneficial, very important to get out and active.
Yeah.
But for some people, it's just not for them. The same as for some people, taking science class isn't for them. Me included. And so a lot of the time with this came excuses to get out of stuff, especially going through school. I'm talking like mainly high school here.
Yeah.
Of excuses to get out of doing things. And it got me thinking about the story. My friend told me once that she detested school sport so much that she said to the teachers, they're at the swimming carnival, and the teacher's like, you have to race. Everyone has to get in the pool and race. It's part of like the curriculum. She's like, no, not doing it. Teacher's like, no. You got to get in. Like, you have to. She said, well, if you make me, I'm going to do something that you don't want me to do, and then I'm just going to get in trouble and not have to do it. The teacher's like, righto, bluffing. She went and punched another kid in the face.
Oh.
On purpose.
Oh.
And then the teacher was like, ugh.
Now I have to punish
you. Go to detention and not get in the pool. So she got out of doing sports.
Oh,
I know there's
funny.
Also a story about a YouTuber that can do this thing that if she like punched herself in the nose a certain way, she could like make it bleed really quickly.
Oh, okay.
Like it wasn't like a full on punch, just like a push and like it would start bleeding. So whenever she didn't want to do running at school, she'd go push the nose in the right way. Oh, sorry, miss.
I got a blood nose. Oh, my gosh. No, I never did anything like that. The reason I got out of at my school, at my primary school, you could do sports, go out and do sports, or you could do choir. And I was a choir boy. I went, I don't want to do sports. I want to sing. Ain't
Did
no
you,
mountain high enough.
Sing the song, Someone's in the Kitchen with Dinah. No, you didn't sing that in choir. We had to sing that one in choir.
Or no, we sung like pop songs.
2,500, 600
minutes. What was that?
This is from Rent. Not appropriate for high school students to be singing.
525,006. Yeah, okay.
Anyways, let's open this up. 533-1031. What did you do to get out of school sports?
Yeah, we want to know the craziest excuses, whatever lie or fabricated story you came up with. 533-1031. How did you get out of sport at school?
Tim from Soldiers Hill, what did you do to get out of school sports?
Well, I was at an athletics carnival and I didn't really want to have to do all the sprints. So I said that I actually had to play footy later that afternoon. So I said that I was supposed to play sport to get out of playing sport.
Did it work? Did you actually get out of doing the sprints?
I kicked 6 goals later that afternoon, so obviously it worked.
Well, there you go.
Oh, so you actually were playing footy. That wasn't just a little fib.
Oh, no, I didn't lie. I ended up being best player on ground.
Oh,
how
amazing.
How did the teachers feel about this when you went up to them being like, sir or miss, can't run because I got to run this afternoon? Did they think it was a joke?
Everybody thought it was a joke apart from the footy coach who said it was real and he was all in favour of it.
Okay.
I've never heard of a footy coach being in favour of having their students not run more than they need to.
Yeah.
It's the fresh way to wake up. Power FM Brekkie with Josh and Maddie.
Good morning, Ballarat.
Welcome to Tuesday. The sun is slowly coming up this morning.
I just turned around and looked out the window. I was about to say, it's a beautiful... No, it's not.
It's very cloudy this morning.
Very,
but
yeah.
But the sun is taking its time to come up at the moment because we've only got a couple of weeks left of daylight savings, so...
Yes. And then it will be dark.
And then we get an extra hour of sleep. It's that one. It's that clock change. You know what else is good about this daylight savings?
Yeah.
My car clock will go back to normal because it's still sitting an hour
it's an
behind.
Hour behind? Yeah. Yeah, awesome. You're one of those people that just leave it and go, oh, it'll be right eventually.
Like, I either have to read my car manual or wait a month.
Yeah.
Waiting a month sounded better than reading the car manual.
Yeah, fair enough.
Can we quickly talk about the fact that the sewage truck came to our office like an hour ago and
stinks.
Stinks like all through the office.
It smells like almost like egg.
It's like a fart bomb. Like
it's
you
like
know those
feet.
Like fart bomb things that people could buy. It smells exactly like that.
It's disgusting.
Shout out to the people driving the sewage truck though.
I mean, if you're listening
heroes,
to us, you guys are amazing.
Real
but
heroes.
It stinks.
But our office smells now. The studio isn't too bad. It's kind of sealed off a little bit, but when you open the door, it wafts in.
We probably should say to the people who are driving around in the sewage trucks, thank you for getting rid of our poop.
Oh, yeah. As I said, the real heroes.
The real heroes. But, man, you guys put up with that smell all day.
What are your tips? Like, tips for dealing with the smell?
The sewage people?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I could dive into this topic one day.
Tips for ignoring scented things.
Racehorse or rose?
I put effort into these things. I want to use them.
Do you want to hear my impersonation of a horse?
Yeah, go. That's really good. You're very good with impersonations.
It's my one gift.
Mine is giving you praise for
thank
your impersonation.
You.
I'm not going to try and do impersonations.
Yeah, thank you. That's my horse.
We are doing Rose Hall Racehorse, giving away tickets to the Avoca Autumn Races this weekend. The name today is First Crush.
Yes. Now, that to me sounds like a racehorse. I don't know the answer. I don't know. But to me, sounds like a racehorse.
Well, let's see what other people think, shall we?
All right, let's take some calls. Hello, Power FM, who's this?
Reese,
how are you going?
Thank you.
Alrighty, so we are doing Rose or Racehorse. Do you think First Crush is a rose or a racehorse?
First Crush.
Yep.
Racehorse.
You're going for racehorse? I'm sorry, that is incorrect. It is not a racehorse. We'll have to let you go.
Okay.
Hello, Power FM, who's this?
Hey, Sheree.
Hi, Sheree, how are you going?
Good, thank you. How are you?
Good. So, I can tell you straight up that you are going to win these tickets because the person in front of you got it wrong. First Crush, Rose or Racehorse. Reese guessed it was a racehorse, so it is a...
Rose.
That is correct.
Yes,
congratulations.
Well done.
You are going to the Avoca Autumn Races.
Yay, awesome.
The Tuesday Trifecta.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Tuesday Trifecta. If you haven't heard it before, we have three words to describe something. We go with different themes every week. It is my turn to describe, to be the announcer, the commentator of the race.
Okay. So
today we have Lauren Graham's birthday from Gilmore Girls.
Lauren Graham, yep.
So I was thinking Gilmore Girls, 2000s TV shows.
Oh, okay.
So.
Okay.
That is the theme
for
today.
I was born in 97. So,
you'll know all of these. You should. I feel like you would have watched all of these. I picked ones I think you would know. Because this is quite difficult.
Okay.
So right. I have three words for each. You've got to tell me what show it is.
Okay, go ahead.
All right, we're going to start off easy.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Desk, Pam, Jelly.
Oh, The Office.
Let's find out.
Yes. Yeah, awesome. Great show.
I feel
show.
Like this theme song doesn't match The Office for some reason. I've always thought that.
I've watched The Office through... like, what is it, season 1 to 9 or whatever, I think 3 times.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, next one.
So I'm a
you
real
ready?
Fan. Yeah, yeah. Let's
okay. See. Hours, ticking, explosion.
24.
Let's have a listen.
Correct.
Yes. Yes.
My boyfriend's been rewatching this for a while now.
Really?
And it is very frustrating because he watches it at 3 a.m. in bed and I just hear this like large explosions happening. And I'm like, yeah, cool.
I never watched 24, but I was always very so impressed by Jack Bauer.
Yeah, it's pretty cool. Like the glimpses I have caught,
yeah.
It looks really good.
Yeah.
All right, next one. This one, I feel like you might get this. Killing plastic murderers.
Killing plastic murderers. Killing plastic murderers. It's not killing plastic murderers. It's not criminal minds.
Let's find out. That is incorrect. It is Dexter.
Oh!
Because he kills murderers.
Yeah.
With all the plastic up.
Oh, I'd block Dexter out of my mind because of my ex-girlfriend's favourite show.
Oh, sorry. I brought up some old stuff. Okay. All right. One more.
Okay.
Hopefully you get this one.
Okay.
Siblings, mm-hmm. Genius, Boys.
Siblings, Genius, Boys. Siblings, Genius, Boys.
Yeah.
Siblings. Oh, my
You're
gosh.
You're going to hate yourself when you find out what this
Siblings,
is.
Siblings, Genius.
Classic show.
Boys.
The dad has gone on to play some iconic characters in other TV shows
Siblings,
as well.
Siblings, Genius, Boys. Is it Malcolm in the Middle?
Let's find out.
Yes, no.
Hey.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Wait, let's just appreciate this
Can
theme song.
You repeat the question?
You're not the boss of me now.
Such a good movie. TV show.
Yeah, you got 3 out of 4. That's pass.
That's pretty good. Amazing. How good. And the dad has gone on to do some amazing stuff. Bryan Cranston, Breaking Bad.
Played Hal.
I know. He's so
it
good.
It was really fun, like, reading back all the stuff about Malcolm in the Middle, and I was like, oh, I remember how good that show was.
I know. Tuesday Trifecta returns next week.
What's hot and what's not?
Thanks to the Western Hotel.
Hot or not time. Got to give something that you have to have an opinion on.
Yep.
Can't fence it.
That's
ready
right.
to go?
Yeah.
Okay, I can go first.
You go first.
All righty. People giving their opinion on potential baby names. Hot or not?
Don't I know it.
3, 2, 1.
Not.
Not. I'm a no on this one. I do, like, everyone tries to, like, jump in. This is why you don't tell people your potential baby names, because they're like, oh, I knew a Brittany once and she was terrible. This comes about, though, because a mum has... I'll do this as a separate one. Ready? Okay.
Oh, we're doing another one.
I'll do a separate one.
Okay.
In case you don't have one. You ready?
Yeah.
Calling your baby Rex.
3, 2, 1.
Hot.
It's a not from me. This is where the giving the opinion comes back into it.
Okay.
So this mum has shared, well, the mum-to-be has shared that she wants to name her son Rex.
Yeah.
And everyone has jumped on it being like, that's a dog's name.
Yeah. Was the child conceived on a Regional Express flight? Because if so...
they should get free flights for the rest of their life.
They should make free flights for the rest of their life, and that makes total sense. Don't you think?
Yeah, but I don't think they just did. I think she just likes the name Rex, but I don't know, a lot of people... when I think of Rex, I think of the dinosaur from Toy Story, but that's just me.
I do think of, like, a German Shepherd.
Yeah.
Yeah, anyway, I haven't got a hot or not today, so we're just going to go with those two.
Okay.
I haven't thought of one.
Hot or not? Josh not having a topic for hot or not.
3, 2, 1.
I don't care.
Sports.
That's right. Our footy tipping comp has returned at powerfmballarat.com.au and it is back. Bigger than ever.
Oh, yes. Some pretty good prizes to win. The weekly winner is going to get $50 at the Sporting Globe. And the grand winner at the end, the top tipper, is going to get a $1,000 table at the Sporting Globe on grand final day.
Yeah, we do have to say a big thanks to the Sporting Globe and Goldfields Collision, trusted by insurers, loved by their customers. So make sure you are heading to our website, powerfmballarat.com.au, and registering for our footy tipping comp. We can't be part of it.
Yes, but we do have our own one going on here at the office.
Yeah.
And as part of that, we said on air yesterday that between the two of us, we're going to do the tipping comp, and each week, whoever loses is going to have to pull a punishment out of a hat.
Yeah.
And so we need suggestions of punishments. I have already got written down eating a dry Weet-Bix.
A lot of eating challenges.
That's the only ones I can think of.
Eating a dry Weet-Bix. And the other one involved chili.
Eating a chili, which I don't really want to do either. So I'm tempted to not put that in there. But we need suggestions.
I'm okay with eating ones.
Okay.
I just don't like doing push-ups.
I'm going to put push-ups in there.
No, damn it. I shouldn't have said anything.
Head to our Facebook page and suggest any punishment ideas that you have.
There is a post up there you can comment below. We're looking for, you know, nothing
within
like
reason.
Too full-on. Yeah.
Yeah.
Not like nudie run down Sturt Street. That's probably where I draw the line.
Yeah.
I don't know about you.
Yeah, Sturt, public, I draw the line.
You'd be like, I do it on Mare. I do it on Mare Street.
I'll do it on Mare Street at 5 in the morning because there is no one on it.
Except for F45. Run past F45. Do it. Run past F45. That'd be fun.
Maybe that can be the grand final one.
No, I really don't want to. I'm so self-conscious about my body. I've got the Grinch.
So
you know the Grinch?
You don't have to hold things when you run at least. Well, more than one thing.
Well.
Anyway. This is getting out of hand. Let us know what punishment you think we should have each week. It can be a different one every week. We need 23 because there's...
We do. 23
even
rounds.
Even though all the rounds haven't been announced yet, we just need to be prepared. Head over to Facebook. Let us know what punishment you think. And then while you're at it, head over to our website, powerfmballarat.com.au. Sign up for the footy tipping comp and get involved.
Well, that's it. Another podcast over. You can tune in to Josh and Maddie live weekdays from 6 on Power FM Ballarat.